the big covers, get up and walk in that room and look to, or look on the side door, sideboard to your right, and you see what they used to cover the food when they brought in.
Oh yeah,
right there. They'll put a big tin tray, and they're brought in under that. Now, that kitchen, I said we moved it up, but it's already moved up. Father did extensive change remodeling the house in 1915. He was ever doing things like that here, 1989, added to it. 1915, he eliminated the portrait of the wraparound affair and took the front hall up to the front door and moved the kitchen up to the house. Mm-hmm. And the kitchen sort of a, well, right now we have a TV room with a folding bed, and when we have 14 in the house, which we've had once, we use that as a bedroom. There's a bathroom that goes off it, so it's a very nice, convenient room. It's got a big, big old bookcase there, glass front, which I've got some antiquarian collections there. Sword, the Waterloo sword, and things of that sort. And so that was put. That's what that cost you for. And mother, she uses it as a kitchen, I think, since 1915. The whole, we've changed the thing so very radically. There's a back porch. I can't remember. There's a cellar. Steps went down to the cellar. We eliminated when we remodeled in 1954. But the kitchen was up to the house, and that was the kitchen. Because right now, we can't keep that room painted because all the fumes of grease and soaking, made for 50 so years, not that many, but anyway, enough years, that the paint won't stay on there. It peels because it's so saturated with the fumes of the kitchen, of the cooking and frying pan, no ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the kitchen. You can see the size if you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. Wood stove. And the hole covered up where the chimney went through, well, metal pipe chimney went through the hole, and it's still back there. Got it covered.
What do you call that pipe that goes from the stove to the
stovepipe?
Stovepipe.
Hence the word stovepipe hat. Abraham Lincoln wrote his old stovepipe hat. It looks like a stovepipe.
Do you ever have a place like if where you have old furniture and things like that, where you might
lumber room?
Lumber room.
Lumber room. We sometimes call that. Well, we used to call it lumber room before we got finally settled down, straightened out. But you have broken down furniture and busted up sideboards and things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember we ever actually had a lumber room. I remember my aunt's mother's family lived over. That was still there. They had a lumber room. And I think the major had a lumber room, except they had an attic, a very capacious attic. Lumber room, the room you're talking about. I don't think we had one.
Let me see, and then you mentioned porch, and you mentioned piazza. What in a house like this? Would you ever use piazza for a house like this, or would that be a bigger?
For the old house?
Yeah.
No, piazza's only used for porch.
Okay. But would that be a bigger affair?
Yeah, bigger than a stoop.
Uh-huh.
No, I think all piazzas were wide enough for a lot of rocking chairs to be on them.
Uh-huh.
We sat on the piazza. I think piazza was used more frequently. Now, piazza just reading my Agony and Ecstasy. And they've got a glossary of the Italian terms that they use.
Mm-hmm.
And piazza was not. I think piazza was used as a house.
Hmm.
Michelangelo did. But we all used it as a porch.
Uh-huh.
But there's another term. Now, they use it, I say, in Charleston, they call it a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed when I was reading that glossary, by the way,